Hey guys. Hey Stephanie. Hi Lissa. Oh, sorry, you're muted.
I know. I'm waving and my video's off.
I wish I had the power to have seen and heard you, but
my elder hair is coming in nicely, huh?
This is awesome. I love it.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Things they don't tell you about.
Yep, I know. Unimaginable. Hi, Kelsey. I don't think we've met yet. I'm Caitlin. Oh, sorry, you're muted.
Yeah. Lynn, I haven't been able to make it to one yet. I'm normally booked on Mondays, but I had the free time, so I figured I'd come.
Oh, good. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Nice to see you. Yeah, awesome.
Hi, Lissa and Stephanie. Nice to see you.
Hi, Kelsey.
Stephanie, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, feeling like moving really, really slow lately. Even though there's so many things that I could be doing or need to do, it's like, I don't want to.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're following that. It's important too, yeah.
I personally can't believe we're here again already. That means an entire month has gone past.
Like, well, it was a little bit shorter this time because normally we do it like a week later. So it was a 3-week time frame this time. Hi, Karin. Hi, Inbal. Hi, Anne. Calvin. Nice to see you guys. Oh, did I say hi, Karin? Did I already wave to you? I did. Okay. No,
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you until just now. Hi, everybody.
So it's also, you know, the end of the year, which is both like so welcome and hard to believe at the same time. At least that's how I'm feeling about it. And, you know, we're not going to do a big kind of end of the year assessment nor like big 2021 plan. I still think for our time, it's going to be useful to kind of focus more on the micro level of just the next month. But I do encourage you to do, like, if it works for you and if it serves you, you know, an end of the year assessment and kind of a bigger picture goals for 2021. You know, you guys probably have some resources. I'm sure Joanna does, and I'll ask her, you know, I think at the bare minimum, just doing kind of an end of the year assessment, like what went well, what didn't go well, and what you learned can be helpful as you're looking ahead. So I can share that in the Facebook group, but I'll also ask Joanna, like, if she has specific resources, and she usually does send something out in an email that has a whole process. So, but I encourage that. Hi, Michelle, welcome. So for our time together, we'll focus on what are the goals for January, you know, without the pressure. I mean, I get excited around the beginning of the year, the beginning of the fall, you know, I always like that, like, chance for a fresh start, like, okay, we can, you know, let's start anew. But it can also be super overwhelming. So to think like, you know, there's this whole new opportunity, we've got to take advantage of it. So that's why I feel like the focus for today can just be on like, okay, it's the next month again. Let's just look ahead, the three goals for the next month. Before we kind of talk about that, you know, does anyone have anything they just want to share about how their November blueprint goals went or kind of questions about any of that? All right. Then let's dive in and feel free to like share in chat if you need anything. But we're going to do the same structure we've done, which is, you know, just write down your 1 to 3 goals for the month of January. And, you know, if there is a goal hanging out from the previous month or months that hasn't happened yet, you can always just add that to the list for January with no shame or judgment, you know, just like, all right, that's on my list again for this month. And, you know, you want to think about what, you know, what are the, what you really want to get done for January. What is, and it can be one goal as well. It can be something as simple as, you know, creating a lead magnet for your email list, or just bringing in a client or two or six, you know, whatever that is, or working on curriculum, increase your social media engagement, getting better at enrollment conversations. So whatever those 1 to 3 goals are for you, write those down and share them in the chat box. I'm gonna get the chat going and I'll put mine in there. Ah, there we got one, Anne, yes. Good. I like that, sweep for gaps. And is that something you can like calendar in? You like the sweeping is the one part, but then where are you gonna put the gaps in? Get them on your calendar? Great.
Yeah, that's the, so I started using Monica Shaw's Breakthrough Planner. Mm-hmm. And so as I've been sorting out my goals in there, I'm realizing that there's stuff that I wanted to attend to that sort of dropped. So as I'm integrating the planning and I sweep for where the gaps have occurred, right, then I have that list that I can start to funnel back into the other goals and see if it fits under things that I'm already working on or whether they're goals to plan out, you know, farther. So it's been good to get some momentum to get my head around what I'm needing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when there are probably so many things one could do. It's like just getting them laid out and organized in an appropriate time.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Good. All right. Weekly social media post from Kelsey. Recondoing the office. I like it. All right, Michelle, you've got a speech to finalize and filling your program. Oh, and Kelsey with the program too. That's great. Great. All right, Karen. And yeah, like figuring out who you can partner with to, with affiliates to help bring people in. That's great. Awesome, Stephanie. This all looks so good. You have your preview presentation already scheduled, Stephanie? And
I do. Yeah, it's for January 6th.
Great.
So yeah, I'm excited. I haven't like written the whole thing out yet, but I've got the outline and I watched or listened to Joanna's thing about preview presentations and super helpful. I think I've got 5 people signed up for it so far.
Awesome. And what other kind of marketing plans do you have to bring more people in?
Well, I don't really have a good plan. That's the part that's sort of the weak link. I mean, I've been posting about it and my plan is like, you know, every week do at least a couple of posts on social media around it and my email list, you know, poking them a few times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the best I've come up with.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I mean, I think, you know, Joanna, she's such a grassroots person. I mean, now she has a big operation and advertises and the whole marketing team, but you know, she really, her foundation was individual outreach and she still continues to do individual outreach too. So if there are people who you feel like would be good to be in it that haven't responded to sort of the more general outreach, it's always nice to just like send those personal messages.
Yeah, that's a good reminder because there are a few folks and also like folks who are currently in the program, getting them to like refer. So
totally. Yeah,
do more of that too.
Good. Awesome. Okay, good. All right. And so we've got some journaling questions, and great, involve your newsletter and the outreach and the 6-month plan, right? Like, I know we're not doing that today, but I wonder if we'll figure out how to get that done for you guys. So now that you're looking at this list of goals, why have you chosen these goals? Why have you chosen these goals? And how will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? And then the next question is, how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? How do you want to feel as you And the next step is, for each goal, break it down into 30 to 60 minute action steps. And so just as an example, if your goal is to, you know, as Calvin wrote, continue to grow your private coaching clientele. Actually, Calvin, I would ask, you know, do you have a specific number of people you'd want to bring in January?
Sort of, yeah. It's really a continuation of my previous goal, and you know, looking to increase.
Yeah, good. So bringing more folks in. So if that's the goal, the steps might be outreach to individuals. You know, first making a list of people you want to reach out to. Your plan is also, you know, increasing your social media posts. You know, write an email draft that you're going to send to either your community or individual people who might be ideal clients for your program, just kind of like breaking it up into the pieces of work chunks that are, so it's not just a big overwhelming sense, but it's like, all right, these are the baby steps to take. And don't forget, if one of your goals is to reach out to, or one of your goals is to bring in new clients and one of your action steps is to reach out to individual people, don't forget the step of following up with them too. And maybe following up twice, right? And that's both in like an email to your list or individual emails. And if you have questions about anything, don't hesitate to reach out to speak up. I'm here.
right now we're putting them into baby steps.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, it's write down, give a specific date to each action step.
Thank you.
Yeah. So then my process for the date, and I think you can do what works for you, but what I like is when I have my list of actions, then I kind of put the week that I want to accomplish it next to the action step. And then when I look at my calendar, I say I can sort of pick where in the week that fits. But at least when I'm looking at the list without the calendar block in front of me, I can sort of plot out how many things fit into a given week. If you've got more than one goal, and then what might stand in your way of doing these action steps? What might stand in your way? This could be an inner piece or an outer practical piece. And then it may be more than one thing. And for whatever is going to stand in your way, if maybe there's one thing, maybe there are a few things, for each thing that's standing in your way, what can you do about it? If there's a fear piece, how can you acknowledge that fear and do it anyway? If it's a practical, like, scheduling piece, what needs to shift? Just know that you have, you know, you can do something about it. Hi, Bryn. I don't think I saw you when you first came in. Welcome. So we have some time before moving into the work chunk. So if anyone has any questions or would like to share what their process is, how they're feeling about this, feel free to jump in.
Well, one thing that I've realized stands in my way every month is that I write all of this out and then I promptly lose this piece of paper. And so at the beginning of every call, you ask, oh, how did it go? I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I don't remember what I wrote. So I'm going to put it on the wall so I can see it every day.
Great idea. But
yeah, I just haven't done that. So
yeah. Yeah, I find if I don't put it somewhere, it just gets in a stack of papers on my desk and then gets lost. And so, yeah, I can dig it up when it's time to look at the next month, but it'd be great to have it more present. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Yeah, my issue is that I'm like, okay, in order to be able to do this stuff in January, I have to do like all this stuff before like in December. Mm. And because I don't celebrate Christmas, like I'm kind of, you know, I have these, hey, sunshine. then I get like, so right now I'm like feeling super overwhelmed. Like, oh, there's all these things I wanted to finish this year and like try to get them done. So yeah, just acknowledging that.
So is it stuff that has to get done before the January goals, or is it stuff that like, is that what, tell me a little bit more about what's going on.
Yeah, I think that looking at the January goals, I'm kind of thinking, oh, like it would be so helpful if you also like did this, and thinking about all the stuff, you know, that I wanted to do this fall. And then it's like, oh, it would be so great if you got those done before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So can you be specific? Like what's one thing that you want to get done before the end of the year?
Yeah, I think that there's just like all these things like systems and structures and things that I wanted to do like this fall.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bringing up like all the shit I haven't done.
Yeah.
I wonder if like, yeah, maybe it would help me just because these things, planning like really overwhelms me. It's much easier for me to just do things when they have to get done.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of feeling like just maybe like write all the shit down to get it out of my head and have it all in one place. Mm-hmm. And then like see what's actually needed and be really specific, like especially at the end of, you know, for yeah, these last 2 weeks of the year.
Right, like how many things on that list of things that you wanted to get done are still relevant, are still like necessary, so that you can release them if they're not.
Totally.
And then, so they don't hold you back from like making more progress, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So the thing that I'm trying to sort out, the biggest potential outer obstacle for me is that with our basement situation, I don't know if you heard, my basement flooded the night before Thanksgiving. So we're now in the middle of everything's dried out. Everything is out in pods, but we won't be able to get a contractor in to start restoration until sometime in January. We don't even know if we're going to be able to get quotes before the end of the year. So there's this major upheaval that is not yet scheduled, that the timing can only partly be in control of. And that's where my office space was. So now I have like temporary office space set up in an empty room, but like as soon as they are ready to start working here, like there's nowhere else in the house I can carve out like truly private space to focus. So there's this constant like moving back and forth, and like, and I am finding that I've really been struggling to keep my focus with all of the shifting from place to place and having these things that keep encroaching on my, the schedule that I'd made that was working well for me. Mm-hmm. So, and then on top of that, there's the inner stuff of like this week, I have not been sleeping. So then I'm also fuzzy and having trouble. So like, I know what to do about that in terms of, I need to just be more gentle with myself about how I'm feeling right now, but also then be more diligent about honoring bedtime and like honoring rest time and not over scheduling, which, you know. So I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
What my best, I've never had to deal with this kind of upheaval in my living space before.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like you have a good sense of the inner peace. I want to just check in on that, but it feels like you know what you need to do about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing that comes to my mind, and I have no idea if this is even possible, and logistically it might not even make sense, but is there a space outside of your home where you could work sometimes?
Probably not. In part because we're a higher risk household, so we're trying to stay as isolated as we can. So.
Yeah. So it's like the sense of just like not knowing when you can count on this space.
Right.
How much do you know? Like you have until a certain date, or it's still just like they could call you and say like, we can start tomorrow.
So the insurance company only sent me their recommended contractor list yesterday, and they still haven't sent me the estimate of what they're going to pay for. So like we know what we think needs to be done, but without the information from the insurance company, we can't even schedule to get quotes. Mm-hmm. So we have no idea.
Yeah.
What we do know is that we leaned on my heart brother-in-law, who's an architect who does this stuff, to have a look at what, you know, what's busted and needs fixing, and talk to us about like what our needs are for the space, to think about while things are getting ripped up anyway, how to make it more effective. So the good news is at the end of it, I'm going to have a much more functional office space, but, and it's a smaller scope of work than we thought. If we're lucky, it should only be like 1 week. So being able to talk it out, I think what I need to do looking at the next 4 to 6 weeks is basically assume that there will be an entire week where my productivity is going to be impacted. And it might not be impacted as much as I'm afraid, but if I plan that as downtime or flex time or faceplant time, then it won't feel like, oh my God, I missed it. So thanks. I needed to talk it out to answer my question there.
Good, good. And the other thing that's coming to me is that, you know, knowing that if it's a week that you had planned things in, that you're just putting them on the different week of the calendar, you know, like being able to adjust as the schedule becomes more clear.
Yeah. And I've gotten better about marking things in the calendar that are like, this must be done on this day because there's a hard due date, versus I would like to get this done, but it's movable. So I've started kind of trying to designate things a little differently in my list. And that's helping a lot too.
Good, good, good. And I think that's key. Like the ideal calendar is definitely important to have, but you know, life happens. Mm-hmm. Things go awry. And so how can you not just ignore it and erase it so it doesn't happen, but just like move it somewhere else? Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Wow, that's such a great comment, Calvin. Daydream your new space. Definitely. It will be exciting to see. And yes, it's lovely to see Ezra too. All right, guys, well, it's time for our work chunk. And, you know, I want you to look at your action steps and choose one that you can focus on for the next 45 minutes or so. And I know some of you have used this time to actually do the blueprinting, and that's fine too, like whatever works for you. Or it might be like you're writing an email, you're making your list of prospects, whatever that is. What do you want to accomplish in the next 45 minutes? Maybe it's a couple things. And share it in the chat what you'd like to do. And then the other piece is, what energy do you want to bring to this action? Yeah, spaciousness, energy, Stephanie, so important. Wow, totally happy and fun and engaged and undistracted, Kelsey, I love it. Karen, I know the emails, like I just find if you don't look at emails for a day or two, it's so overwhelming. But to actually approach it instead of like dread, which is often what I do with my inbox. And I was not feeling good last week and I would go to my inbox to try and respond. And I would immediately just like shut it down. I'm like, not doing it today. So I think when you can bring that energy of like excitement and creativity to the emails, it's important. Ooh, new planner, Alyssa. All right, good. The planning chunks for Anne and hopefulness and curiosity, right? Like curiosity is such an important thing that I feel like gets overlooked, right? We can get so focused on like the, you know, what things have to be, but like curiosity brings this openness to how they could evolve and look. All right, the email drafts with clarity, confidence, and excitement. And yeah, a list and ball, I think that'd be really helpful. Get rid of the stuff that's no longer relevant, right? What energy do you want to bring?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, probably just like grounded, focused.
Awesome. Good, good. I think we heard from everybody. Oh, Bryn, hook up payment to your tech platform. That's great. You know, and patience. I know tech. I mean, for some people, tech might be super easy, but it often for me takes longer than I want it to. So, yeah, and that's so true. Just like even in your client work, not, you know, being open to what they're going to bring and, you know, how things will evolve. I love it. So before you get going, I want you to take a moment, you know, looking at this goal, connect in with your heart, and set the intention to accomplish this thing in this next work chunk that we have together. And what we've all learned from doing this together is that the energy of doing it in a group, in community, really helps with accountability and just the kind of support, this like virtual support that we have for each other. So connecting in with that, setting your really clear intention of what you want to have happen. And you're off. Go ahead and get it done. And we'll meet back together at, we'll say at 2:15. Just for check-in, and I'm here if anyone wants to talk verbally. I know we were really quiet last time, and I'm also happy to talk, or we can chat, whatever works for you. I will be here, and enjoy. Good luck.
Caitlin?
Yes, hi.
Oh, I didn't know if you could hear me.
Sorry, I couldn't until just now.
I'm like, hi, I'm over here.
Sorry about that.
Pick me. It's okay. So the last time, I wasn't here in November. In October, I had talked to you about doing some outreach. But since October and now, I've had an aha that I'm changing my coaching as who I am as a coach. So now I'm starting from ground zero again. And I was wondering if you can recall any of Joanna's trainings, kind of starting from the scratch again, of trying to, like, you know, what is my story, or, you know, and then developing the brand and such. Any thoughts to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's the your sacred message training, which is about identifying your vision, your mission, and your ideal client.
Sacred training, did you say?
Your sacred message. It's in Your Sacred Business, and it's the first module. And if you can't find it, let me know, because I can send it to you. But part of me, I think, doesn't want you to have to start totally from scratch. Like, you know, how big a shift is this? And at the same time, it's also like this opportunity to reach out to your community to say, like, hey, I've made a change.
So I have a hard time doing that. I mean, I need to. I mean, income-wise, I need to have this start to flow. But I don't necessarily want to say fraud. Fraud's a big word. But changing is kind of big. Like, before, I was a mindset performance coach. I want to be something more of a connection to yourself. I gave my preliminary outline to Joanna. And she gave me feedback, which was very helpful. But yeah. I still haven't really worked out my avatars, per se. And, like, to call myself, I think I'm an insight strategist, you know, but so it is kind of, it's a shift. It's still mindset, but not so much in, like, that performance goals and such.
I think then if you're talking about identifying the avatar, then I think the vision, mission, ideal client will help. And I'm sure you've done, you know, pieces of this before. So it's not,
it's been a while,
but I feel like it'll flow really easily because you know, you're just, like, into this new mode, and you'll connect then from that, like, identifying your ideal client will come.
Okay. All right, cool. So it was your sacred message, or you said some vision mission thing.
So your sacred message encompasses your vision, your mission, and your ideal client. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
But I'm going to see if I can pull up the recording for you. Would it help if I linked it in the chat?
Oh, I'd love that.
Can I just pull it? All right. I'll find it for you and I'll stick it in there.
Thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate that.
Of course. Okay, everybody. It's 2:15. So I'd love to hear, you know, even if you didn't fully accomplish what you set out to do, how did it go? What do you want to celebrate? So you can speak it out or you can type it in.
I can speak it out.
Great.
I went back to my blueprint from last month and realized there's a bunch of fairly easy stuff on there that I just didn't do. So I did them. A lot of Yay. Those were those emails.
Awesome. That must feel so good.
And some of it is just like that, taking care of finances, mm-hmm. you know, sorting out QuickBooks, sorting out my LLC, like the things that just gives me a stomach ache to think about. It's just like, oh, I just want to do what I do. Like, why do I have to worry about estimated taxes?
Totally.
Right. So yeah. that felt really good to get that. I mean, there's still stuff to do, but I sent the emails I need to. So thank you.
Yay. I'm so, so glad to hear that. And yeah, those are not, it's not like your zone of brilliance where you're like with clients and it's stuff that like feeds you. It is just like sort of necessary tasks that are not as fulfilling, but I'm glad that you got it done in this time in a way that felt like good and complete.
Right. It's
like, thank
taking
you.
Taking those finances by the horn.
Yes. Not being afraid of them because they're important. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Anyone else have a celebration? Anything you want to share?
These times are so like over, these things are, these meetings are so overwhelming for me, mm-hmm. but it helps me. I wrote Marcy a really long email and I actually went back to MailChimp for the first time in 8 months to see like previous like CTAs and so it was good to actually just like, you know, stick with it and and get some of these like small things done.
Yeah, and it is super overwhelming, but it is like we have this chunk of time. And I had a similar thing where I've had this website that's been in process of transferring from my old to my new, that I like hired someone from Fiverr to do the work and she completed it and I hadn't even looked at it for weeks because I'm just like, I can't deal and it's overwhelming. And it was like so refreshing to actually go in there with this container, with the energy of this group to you know, make some progress. So those things that we avoid definitely take some hand holding and we're all here for you. And I was reading your notes about getting your next steps and your blueprinting mapped out. Sounds like felt good to kind of make some progress and dig in there. Awesome. Good. Good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's great that someone can come in and actually tell you what's there. I feel like most of us have boxes of things that we don't even know what's in them. So yeah, I love that. I'm excited to look at that. I've been wanting to get a new planner this year and I've bought the Passion Planner several years in a row and then never actually do it. So it sounds like the focus of the Breakthrough Planner, a couple of people on it. I like that it's spiral too. Good.
Yeah, I attended her 3-hour orientation where she walks you through it and you stop and you do it, but I didn't have mine yet. And
yeah,
that was like a week or two ago. So it's that same like, oh God. And so I need to just reorient because it felt good in that time. Like, oh, I can do this. This is good. She really breaks it down nice. So I'm excited to really use this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it fits right within what we're doing here too. Like
exactly.
It gives you all the structure within that to do that.
So exactly. Far. And like she says, do 3 things. That's it. You can do less, but you can't do more because then that's when we overwhelm ourselves and stop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can totally get on board that one.
Good. She does. She has that for each month, just three things.
I don't know. I'm still looking at it. She does. She works in 90 day cycles. So you make your goal and then she has you write your 90 day goals every day just to keep it fresh. Like, this is what I'm working for. Just rewrite it at the top of every page.
Really smart, right?
Yeah,
it's similar to making a gratitude list. Like, it shifts the energy. So just like write, I love that idea. Writing.
And because she's worked with Joanna, she does things like harvesting at the end of the day, but she doesn't call it that. But, you know, so it's totally in alignment with everything we know from being in this container.
I love it.
Oh, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, it was just like, do I do the passion planner again? What should I try? I've looked at like Michael Hyatt. I mean, there's tons of other people, but I love this testimonial. So
yeah, today. Yeah. And it's January. It starts in January. So get a couple weeks.
You know, those undated planners, like I like the idea, but like I can't.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Calvin asks, are they long entries?
No, it's just a business dashboard. She has you look at your numbers because she's a business coach, you know, so you get used to what your numbers are. You track your numbers every day. I don't know.
That's good too.
Yeah, I haven't really, like I said, I didn't have it. It's pretty simple. It's not intimidating. And it feels very friendly. Once you get used to the pieces, I think.
There's a few people doing it, and we'll have to like check in a couple months and see how.
Yeah, it's nice and thick, but she breaks it down really nice, and it's unintimidating. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anyway, that's what I have to say about that.
Any other celebrations anyone wants to share about how this work chunk went? And if you're talking, you're muted.
I was talking to myself and cursing at my computer because it wasn't letting me paste things. But I'll second everything that Lissa said about Monica's planner, that it's also in line with things that my very first coach instructor taught me to do with my clients that I had sort of fallen away from doing for myself. Mm-hmm. The other thing that was that, like, I despise gratitude journals with the burning passion of a million dying suns. And the planner starts each day with gratitudes. And I kind of like the idea of starting your day with looking for things to be grateful for right out of the gates, because I have a tendency to kind of stumble through as a real like grumble guts for the first half of the day, and starting to think about, okay, well, what do I have to be grateful for that I can start to focus on? It's been helping to kind of shift my mindset to be a little more optimistic than my kind of natural tendency is. But this idea that planning is projection, not perfection, because I have such a struggle with perfectionism. And it's one of the things that stops me from using planners, because I think, well, I've got to make this plan. And then if the plan doesn't work, then it's all foobar. And she's like, no, this is a thing that, like, life changes. So your plan has to change. That's the whole point. But then this other piece of she had said, like, for the woo people, this idea that planning is a way to let the universe know what to send you. It's like, oh, it's not just another stick to beat myself with.
Right.
It actually goes in line with the other magical tools that I'm trying to implement for myself. And I'm trying to find it in my notes. So I typed it in the workshop. She does the workshop quarterly, so that she did one now, and then there's one, I think, March 27th. If you've ever bought a planner with her, the workshops are free. And she said, okay, if this is too much for you, then don't do that part. Only do this part. And if that's too much for you, then don't do that. Just do this part. And if that's too much for you, then just do this one thing. Just do something. And that was exactly the encouragement that I needed. I can't, I, I don't even know how many different planners and, you know, kind of business structure planners, personal planners, integrate your life plan. Like, I don't even know how many I have. And this is the first one in I don't even know how long that I've actually felt really motivated and optimistic about.
I love it.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. This is exactly, you guys are helping me more than I'm helping you today.
I mean, if it was only $27 or something, all of the setup information that's in there and the support that came with it, like, that's nothing.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sounds like perfect. But and just the idea of like planning is for projection, not perfection, that alone is huge. Yeah. Good. Any other celebrations anyone wants to share? We just have a couple of minutes left, but.
Can I hive mind something?
Mm-hmm.
Unless someone has something about planning, I'll pause.
Go for it.
So I'm doing this client appreciation event and I made 2 times for it. And I actually like sent the emails and whatever. Literally one person has signed up. And now I'm like, fuck, I gotta like write this 75-minute thing. So obviously like I just wanna cancel it and not deal. I'll work on the content today. So then do I just, and it's like literally haven't heard from anyone. Not even like acknowledging it. So
when is it in ball?
It's supposed to be one is Thursday and one is Friday.
Okay.
So I did some personal outreach last week, still no responses. I'll do more personal outreach today. And then with this one client, do I just say, hey, like this is awesome, but yeah, and maybe I'll send texts. I don't want to just like cold call people, but text is good for, so I think I need to write her and be like, hey, there's a minimum of 3 people. Cause when we spoke last week, she's like, yeah. And I have some friends who would love this. So do I just like answer with enthusiasm, but also be like, and please invite your friends because I don't want to be like, you're the only person who has signed up. I know it's not a good time, but obviously it's hurting my ego and feeding the stories that like everyone hates me and I'm an asshole for not being in touch with former clients for 2 to 3 years. And that just acknowledging that. And I also know it's not personal.
And those things are not necessarily true or not true. They're not just, not, yeah. So, I think that inviting her, like talking to her about inviting friends would be great, but I also want you to have an opening in case she can't bring any friends in, you know, like, so how can you present it to her in a way that's like, where there is a possibility that you're going to shift it to another date? Or do you want to give it like 2 more days to see if you bring people in and then offer her an alternative? Like find out if she's bringing anyone in and then postpone.
Yeah, that may be. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, I've already like given her a free session. We're meeting again this week after she goes through her finances. So it's like, I don't want to, yeah, but I mean, I guess like to offer her something is what y'all are saying. If I can't do the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, Brynn is saying,
we just did a celebration call. I'm not trying to spend like a whole hour just for, but yeah, I guess I do need to do something.
But I think there's nothing wrong with postponing it. Like you don't have to, I would not do it for just the one person. Like I don't think you need to spend more time with her one-on-one. I would give yourself more time to bring more people in.
Mm.
So either postpone it and continue to outreach, you know, outreach the next couple of days, see if you get a few more people in. But I don't think you need to spend more one-on-one time with her. I mean, I love where Bryn is going. Like, it's a sweet idea, but I'm hearing that you've already spent a lot of time with her.
Right on. Thank you all.
Anyone else have thoughts?
And I like your idea, Karin.
I've often had no one sign up, or one or two, and I'm like, feel like such a loser. Totally. And I used to cancel and just come up with a really good reason to let them know it's not going to happen. And then it just kept happening. So I made up my mind, I'm going to do it either way. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's only two people there, I'm like, look at me, you know, universe, I'm doing it. Like, God damn it. I don't care if nobody shows up. I am going to do it. I'm just going to put the energy into it as if there's a full room. And just like to prove to myself, to prove to whatever you believe in the universe, that this is what I'm doing. Come on, come with me here.
I love that. Yeah, this afternoon I like canceled a call and I'm like, I'm working on my curriculum and I'm doing this and they still have until Tuesday. And I'll send one more email and do more outreach and just because it's also for me.
Right. Maybe do some text and then kind of make up your mind that I'm doing this, even if there's no one there, then I'll record it and send it to them.
That's true. Yeah. And the thing, the line that always goes through my head is Joanna saying, every circle is perfect.
Yep. Just one person is going to be hella awkward, but yeah.
If it's recorded and you're offering the content, kind of like what Karin was saying, because when you record it, you can also edit it, but it's mostly like, even though there might be two people on the Zoom screen, when you're recording it, the recording only shows the person speaking.
Yeah, because then I could send it and be like, hi, you can use this on Monday.
Yeah.
It could become a gift. Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome.
Nice, Bryn.
Totally.
Little dose of humility is never a bad thing.
Yeah. All right, you guys, it's after 2:30. So I will give you, I just gave Joanna dates for January, February, and March for us to continue doing this. It's generally going to, I think it's like the 25th and the 22nd and the 22nd. So we'll, hopefully that will work for you guys. We'll stick with Mondays and, I don't see you before then, talk to you in 2021.
Will you send us the dates?
Yeah, I'll get it to Joanna, make sure she approves it, and then she'll send it to you guys.
Okay.
Or we'll post it on the Facebook.
Bye, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you.